So as our, some of our kids were coming in to the worship space this morning, we gave you all a picture of some feet, some shoes to decorate. If you didn't get one, we'll make sure we hit you. I think Holly's actually walking around with her hand. Holly, put your hand up in the air. Those so people can flag you down if they are wanting a shoe to color. She's telling the grown-ups because, you know, sometimes all of us need a craft during the sermon. We have shoes today because shoes come up in our first reading from Exodus. And a story of how Moses, a man named Moses, found himself encountered by God while he was out shepherding sheep. All of a sudden, he saw a bush that was burning and which was not consumed. And God said, "Take off your shoes, for you're standing on holy ground." It's kind of the way that action of taking your shoes off was kind of like what men do when they come into a sanctuary, into a worship space. They take off their hats. Kind of a way of acknowledging that a space is different, that a space is set apart. It's a way of acknowledging what is holy. Sanctuary, you might say. Now, over the last couple of months, I've had a lot of opportunity to think about holy spaces, sanctuaries. For 2 months with this pandemic, our sanctuary at First English was empty of people. Usually it was just me and a computer leading the Sunday service. And now the way that we've entered it when we're worshiping there has changed. To mark the fact that we're walking into worship together, it's no longer just about taking off hats, and certainly not about taking off shoes. But we use hand sanitizer and put on masks, and to keep others safe, to signal that we care about them. For many of us, the glow of a screen at home has replaced stained glass and the light of candles. And so many times over these last months, I've wondered, how is it that we make this feel holy? Be set apart. Planning today, we wondered, how is it in this picnic space that we can feel as if we are in the presence of God? But also, how can we make it all comfortable, since this is such an uncomfortable time? How can we make ourselves feel at home and as if we know what we're doing? So thinking about that, how can space be holy and how can space be comfortable? Sometimes a scripture lesson comes along and just smacks you out of the clear blue, which is what happened to me this week in reading Exodus while thinking about holy space. The holy ground on which Moses walks is anything but comfortable. Holy and comfort do not necessarily go along together. The visuals, a bush that has been burning but is not consumed, has a purpose to get Moses to stop, to stand aside, to turn, to look, not for his own pleasure and not for his own comfort, but why? So that God can speak. So that God can tell Moses what God sees. So God can tell Moses what God has heard. And a comforting message it is not. But it is a holy one. What does God see and what does God hear? What does Moses experience at the burning bush, his shoes off? God's fiery love for others. God's fiery rage at his people's suffering. God's deep desire for justice. The Lord tells Moses, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them. So come,
I will send you to Pharaoh and bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. This kind of holiness, this fiery love of God for people, that makes Moses terribly uncomfortable, takes on special meaning this week, which for many of us felt like another helpless and hopeless week in a helpless and hopeless year. Massive forest fires in the west, a hurricane in the south, the death of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, the riots that followed, a 17-year-old child committing murder. Today, though, I think that all of our effort at creating this picnic in a way that can be both holy and comfortable is aimed at this one thing. People of God, can you hear the love of God for suffering people? Can you see in this moment how God is burning with love and rage? Can you sense how God must protest how we are becoming acclimated to the ways of death and to the ways that we are making violence normal? And can you hear that God wants life and that God's desire for life is no respecter of official power? God is no respecter of Pharaoh. But more, in this time, can you hear God's call for a different way? A different vision, a way of being that does not consume or destroy, but brings justice and peace. Just a few moments ago, Spencer Reed Stein was baptized into Christ and so called into this way of life. Fittingly, this week, he just started to walk, which means he's gonna need shoes. But be prepared, little Spencer, for someday you may be called to take them off, for you have just been claimed by a God who has called you into God's ways of justice and peace. It is no tame and comfortable thing that your parents have done in bringing you here. Baptized and marked with the cross of Christ forever, Spencer and all of us who have been baptized into Christ have been set apart for something different than what our world is currently offering us. And set apart is another way of saying holy. Baptized into Christ, little Spencer, you are called to become a burning bush, on fire with the love of God for others, working life and not death, a flame which brings hope and not destruction. How do we do this? What is the plan? What are the specifics? In Exodus, God gives Moses no plan, just the promise. I will be with you. I am who I am. But if you turn to our second reading from Romans, you might hear more of what God has in mind for a baptized people. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Bless those who persecute you. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't avenge yourselves. Love your enemies. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. It is profoundly uncomfortable, this way of life. And it comes with a promise, and it comes with possibility of looking for the one who promises to be with us, who tells us to take off our shoes and listen, but also tells us to put them on again and go out and serve. Welcome to this wild and wondrous calling, Spencer.
And peace be with all of you. Amen.